Thank the Lord for allowing us to be back in his house tonight. Thank the Lord for each one that's come. Glad for everybody that's here. Some's been gone, God's blessed to get back, and we're glad of that. And some been sick, and God's blessed to get back, and we're thankful for that. And God's just so good to us. And so we're glad for everybody that's here, especially any visitor. Glad to have you. Got scripture on my heart tonight. I'd like to read from the second chapter of the book of Hebrews. And, of course, the first chapter of Hebrews, I'm not going to read that first chapter, but it ties in with this. In the second chapter, verse 1 says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And so what the Lord gives us in his word and through the gospel, we need to lay it to heart and act on it. Don't let it slide by. Let's all stand for a word of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your house tonight. And God, we thank you that you give us your word to help us, and your word and your spirit guides us. And God, we thank you for that direction. God, we pray you help us in service tonight. Help us to have a time of worship and worship in spirit and in truth, God, and fill your spirit real good. Lord, we just need your uplift and your guidance and your help all the time. And we pray for that tonight in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We turn over to the choir.
H2. Page 14. Page 14.
The sun just wouldn't shine.
Thank the Lord for that good singing. Thank the Lord for everybody cheer. And I decided to get up for at least for a minute, share something with you. Brother Cameron told me, you know, we've been announcing this coming Saturday, going to be ordination service at 2 o'clock at Pleasant View. And we've been announcing a baptismal service at 5 o'clock at Continental. And so Brother Cameron shared with me, they talked about it and voted to move the baptizing service an hour later. And I appreciate that. Move it from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So the baptism service at Continental on Saturday night for Sister Paige will be 6 o'clock. That way it will give more time to be at the ordination and have time to make it over to the baptism without any conflict. So I wanted to announce that right now so I didn't forget it, so everybody have that on their mind and heart. And so let's all stand for just a moment. Everybody's got an unspoken request to show it. Amen. A lot of those. Anybody got a spoken request to say what's on your heart? Yes. Remember Brother Ron and Sister Lynn. Please do that. Someone else. Remember that. Someone else. Remember that. Any others? Let's pray for this service tonight. Pray for people to follow the Lord. Pray for God to speak to people's hearts that are in need. Any others before we pray? I want Brother Mike Kester to lead us.
Thankful to be here tonight. We're thankful for our church, and we're thankful for the choir songs. I love that last song, "When I Step Off on That Beautiful Shore." It's that the chorus says, "After a while, I'll see my Jesus," and I'm looking forward to that moment. There's a lot of beautiful things written about heaven, and I'm excited to see the street of gold. I'm excited to see everyone there, but I'm most excited to see my Jesus, to see my Savior, and to thank Him for all eternity for everything He's ever done for me. It's good to be here tonight. It's good to be saved. Looking forward to seeing what God has in store for us tonight, but my cup has already runneth over this evening. It's good to be here. We'll ask this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. anybody at all tonight. Just follow the Lord. I know I say that about every time, but it's good to be reminded. The devil will do everything he can to get you to keep your seat. But if you've got something you've got to do, it's important you follow the Lord tonight. Pray for him, church.
Appreciate being here. Appreciate being able to be here. My thoughts have been, Jeremy, all I really want to do when I can get this natural man out of the way is I just want to praise him one more time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't share nothing unless God even allows me. I got to get me out of the way, Mike, and when he allows me just to share, all I want to do is praise him one more time, that those that are out there that's lost and dying on their way to a place called hell would see there's something there that they want to come seek it out and find. Life is quickly passing by. Why stand there and wait when you can come and see what God has for you? You just pray for us while we chat.
Today I faced a mountain once again, it seemed so tall. I tried to climb it, but it seemed that I'd surely fall. So I knelt and called on Jesus. Just as always, I felt his presence, his hand of mercy rescued me just in time. I want to thank him, I want to praise him. His grace has been sufficient, and like before, he's given victory one more time. He was by my side, when the valley was low and the river was wide. I want to thank him, I want to praise him one more time. Looking back on this journey, since the day that I first met him, so many times his love and mercy has rescued me. So today I come before him, and one more time I'll stand and praise him for all his blessings, for he has been so good to me. I want to thank him, I want to praise him. His grace has been sufficient, and like before, he's given victory one more time. He was always standing by my side when the valley was low and the river was wide. I want to thank him, I want to praise him one more time. Looking back on this journey, since the day that I first met him, so many times his love and mercy has rescued me. So today I come before him, and one more time I'll stand and praise him for all his blessings, for he has been so good to me. I want to thank him, I want to praise him. His grace has been sufficient, and like before, he's given victory one more time. He was always standing by my side when the valley was low and the river was want to praise Him one more time. He was always standing by my side when the valley was low and the river was wide. I want to thank Him. I want to praise Him one more time.
Appreciate that song. If all I had to thank Him for was Calvary, if all I had to thank Him for was saving a poor lost wretched boy like me, I couldn't sing that song enough. I couldn't thank Him long enough. I couldn't live long enough to say thank you. But He's done so much more for me than that. He's walked with me through my darkest times. He's held my hand when I felt unlovable. He's loved me in times when I felt like the most wicked person in the world. He's been there for me when no one else has. He's loved me, and He deserves all honor, love, and glory and praise. That's what our 18 Oracles of Faith talks about, that He deserves all love, all honor, and all praise. He's been so good to me. It's good to be here tonight. If you're not in a spot where you can be thankful for the Lord tonight, I pray you get in that spot before you leave here. Right now, I feel like turning it over to my pastor.
Sure appreciate this service. I appreciate the song and the opening up. I appreciate feeling the Lord. It's good to be here. Now, let me ask again, just in case anybody else got a song or a testimony on your heart. Okay, if not, just keep praying. And I was praying ever since I've been here about if I should call on somebody specific to preach. And my impression is call on Levi. Got something, preacher? No? Okay, well then whichever one of you just got it, come ahead. That was my impression. And just all of you is just as welcome as Levi. I just felt like asking him, whatever reason. But whichever one of you has got something on your heart, come on. Just follow the Lord. Feel free to come and do what God gives you to do. Any one of you can. I don't know who else to ask. Anybody else got a song while they're thinking about it? I'm willing to preach, but I don't feel an impression to do so at all. I believe we're going to sing a song, so let's pray for us.
I'm thankful that I know where I'm going and that I'm going to have my family there to welcome me home. I've just been thinking a lot about, you know, when that time comes. There's been a lot of loss around us lately, and as much as my heart's sad, I'm so glad for them. And I can't wait. Just pray for us while we try and sing this.
David sang the praises of the glory of Jehovah. Paul preached that all is lost, save knowing Christ. little John said he is precious. By leaning on his bosom, so for a moment may I humbly testify. Did I mention that I love him? How I worship and adore him when I can see no way. He makes a way. Did I mention he's been faithful to every promise he ever made me? I love him. That's all I want to say. How many sermons can be preached about this Jesus? How many songs can be sung about God's Son? There are not enough words, enough notes in the music to tell the story of all my Savior has done. Did I mention that I love him? How I worship and adore him when I can see a way. He makes a way. Did I mention he's been faithful to every promise he ever made me? I love him. That's all I want to say. I love him. That's all I need to say.
Anybody else got something? Cooper, you got something? Let's pray for Cooper.
Glad to be here tonight. It's done my soul good to be here. I could go home now, having been fed in the house of God and been encouraged for the week. I was sitting down. I'll be honest, I wish this was something that I had been studying for a week or 2 weeks, and it's not. I was sitting down, and they sang that song, I'm Bound for That City. They got that line in the chorus, no matter how rough may be the way, no matter how oft I've stopped to pray, I'm bound for that city.
Amen.
A lot of struggles and troubles in life, but I can declare this, that I am a stranger and a pilgrim in a foreign land. And I seek a country whose builder and maker is God. That's where my heart's at tonight. That's where my mind went. 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews in the 13th verse. And I may just read this and have my seat. But there's good stuff in this scripture. Hebrews 11 and 13. We know this is the faith chapter. And we know that lists many men of the Old and New Testament. By faith Moses and by faith Abraham and by faith Joshua and all those folks. Paul, or the writer of Hebrews, says this: these all died in faith, having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. I'm glad tonight that I can identify with those men in this. I can look at the world tonight and say, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm glad tonight that I can identify with Abraham and Moses and Isaac and Jacob and Paul and Peter and James and John. And I can say this tonight, that I am a stranger and a pilgrim in a foreign land tonight. I walk through the world and I see many of men and many of women at church or at work and different things in the world, and they ask me, why do you carry yourself different? Why are these things different? Why don't you drink? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? The only answer that I have to give them is that I am a stranger and a pilgrim in a foreign land, and I'm going to a better country one of these days. I like this, goes on a little bit further. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. I'm glad tonight we've gathered and there's a group of us that can say this. We seek a country. Yeah. And I'm glad I'm not seeking it in false hope. I'm glad that I'm seeking it knowing that one of these days that I will arrive to a country. I'm glad of that tonight. I think about my death often, and I know that's a strange thing, but I want to say this tonight. You ought to consider your own death yourself. You ought to step back and examine for a moment. If you were to cross over the river of Jordan tonight, if death was to come knocking on your door tonight, do you know plainly that you seek a country whose builder and maker is God? I want to say for just a moment that I sure am glad that Christ looked down through the sands of time and He decided it was good to die in my stead. Why is that tonight, preacher? Because without His death, I have no ability to seek that country. Without His death, I have no ability to get to that country. But I'm glad tonight that I can bring you a report that Christ has finished a work upon the cross of Calvary. And because He finished the work, friend, I'm glad tonight that I'm going to a better country than this one. I'm glad that tonight, that's all I got. I know that was short and sweet, but I sure am glad tonight that I've got a better home to go to when this life ends. I've got a natural home. I've got a physical address in Herod, Ohio, and the zip code's 45850. But I can look at the men around me and say, this world is not my home. I'm glad tonight that Christ is coming to get me. I hope you can say the same thing.
Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm glad that by faith this world's not my home. I appreciate this, but I'm glad this is not all there is. Thank the Lord. Okay, let's keep praying. Cameron, you got something? All right. Keep praying. Pray for Cameron.
I don't really feel like reading anything, but this is kind of the thought that came with it. I preached on this at Continental this morning. Y'all just pray. I'm not trying to take away from what Coop said or done. He did a fantastic job, I thought. And this, to me, this went right along with it. I was reading and I had read upon when Peter and John were going to the temple to pray, and there was a little lame man that was just sitting at the gate that was called Beautiful. Billy Ray, when I was a little 10-year-old boy, I was sitting at the gate called Beautiful. And I was not able to enter therein into the temple. But by through what Jesus did on Calvary's cross, I was able to look upon Jesus, and He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. And the youth will sing that song, and I, y'all just pray. The youth sings that song all the time. I grew up all my life singing it with the other youth groups that I was a part of back at Continental and at Pleasant View. We'd sing a song, Cooper, it says, I just got up in the name of Jesus this evening. Folks, the night that I got saved, I may not have said it with my natural mouth right here. I was running a 102-degree fever, I believe it was. Terry, I was sicker than a dog. But in my soul, old Peter and John came by my way. Jesus came by my way. Even though I had nothing to offer for Him, He said, silver and gold have I not, but such as in the name of Jesus Christ, you can stand up. Folks, I want to let you know tonight, if you're here lost and undone, the church has labored for you. They've been praying for you. Andrew, they laid me at that gate called Beautiful. And when Jesus passed by, and I accepted His offer, it said that Joe, Peter, and John, they grabbed Him by the hand and they picked Him up, and He jumped up as soon as His ankle bones received strength. It then took me back to another spot in the Psalms of David that
I was in a miry pit of mud. I may not be quoting it quite right, but I was in a nothing but a pit of sin. I had no way to get out, but this is the part. Solomon David said, I cried out to the Lord, and he heard my cry, Billy Ray, and he grabbed me by the hand, picked me up, he cleaned me up on the inside of my soul, he set me on the right path, which was founded by Jesus Christ, God our Maker this evening. You say, preacher, I don't know if I can get to that spot, and I said the same thing, but this is the good part. He got to the spot that I couldn't get to. He rests way down, just for a little old me this evening. Levi, we've got something to be thankful for this evening, that I can stand up here, not in myself, but say thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me tonight. Friend, if you're here tonight, I beg of you, just come. Be like that lame man was laid at the gate called Beautiful. And you can get up in the name of Jesus tonight. And you can say, I just got up. And here's the good part. If you read on later on, in the next verse, it said that he walked into the temple with Peter and John, leaping and shouting, and praising God. I want to say, Brother Mike, one of these days, I'm going to be walking into that temple, when I cross over, Jordan's Stormy Banks, and I'll be leaping and shouting, Billy. I'm saying, thank you, God, for what you've done for me. For saving my soul, for getting me through this mortal life, just as best as you can, as long as I hold fast to you. Folks, we've got something to be thankful for tonight, those of us that are saved. And if you're here tonight and you are lost and undone, you can be thankful too. And when you go to lay your head on the pillow tonight, if you get saved, you can say, Lord, I am ready to go. I have no fear of death anymore. I have got my bag packed. My plane ticket's been bought, and I am ready to go. I can't wait for that host of angels. Oh, come angel band this evening. I can't wait for it to come. You say, preacher, are you excited to die? No, I'm not. I would like to stay on this earth as long as possible, as long as the Lord will allow me to be healthy and able, but boy, am I glad, I've got a great homecoming day this evening. I'm gonna go home and not have to worry about a thing anymore. Just like Cooper said, he's got a house back over there. I've got a house up over in Continental Ohio. That is just a natural house this evening. But I want to let you know something. I've got a spiritual house that was built upon a rock. The chief cornerstone of that house is Jesus Christ this evening. Can you say the same thing tonight? So, Terry, I'll turn it back over to you. That's about as far as I feel like going.
Man, I appreciate these young preachers. We got plenty of time. The rest of you fellas got something, you're still welcome to. Thank the Lord for being here tonight. And I thank the Lord that I've got a better place to go. And I think that Cameron expressed it just right. I'm not anxious to die. I like to stay here as long as I can if I got health and ability to function. But I'm sure glad I got a better place to go. That touches some of the things Cooper said too. So good to be here. Anything else on anybody's heart? Good to be here. I don't feel impressed to make an invitation. If you feel like come taller, you're still welcome, whether an invitation's being made or not. But I'm glad I'm here and glad I'm saved. Glad I felt the Lord tonight. All right. If not, we'll stand and sing a song. And it's business meeting night. And after we sing a song, while we sing a song, if you You know, if you need to exit, if you want to leave or need to leave, you feel free to do that. And I always try to say this, we're not trying to get rid of anybody. Everybody's welcome to stay and observe and be in our business meeting, but we just give people opportunity to leave if they need to. And so after we have this song, those exits that need to, in a little while we'll be seated for business.